Today we're taking a look at sport and friendship with 2NURFM's Through the Looking Glass, featuring the University of Newcastle's journalism student, Emily Doyle.
I'm here with Harry Matthews, player manager of the Lambton Jaffers. Soccer, why is that your sport of choice?
When I was five, I played for about 4 years and then I quit, but I rejoined soccer in under 13s and I've been playing for the last 7 years and I just think it was the people around me who kind of influenced me to get back into soccer.
How long have you been playing with these guys?
Some of them I've been playing for that entire length, or at least some of it, but a lot of them, we only started this team 2 years ago or so. Probably about half the team I've known since the start of high school, a few I've known since kindergarten, and a few I've known for the last 2 years. I mean, it does kind of show how small Newcastle is, I think. As a whole, everyone knows everyone, but you know, being 5 years old to now being 20 years old, I think playing with a few of the same guys I grew up playing with and who I'm closest friends with is one of the best feelings. And I think, you know, that sense of friendship and feeling is not going to dimmer anytime soon. I mean, it helps that we're not just teammates in the real world. We are, you know, a group of friends, but, you know, soccer does bring us together. We see each other 3 times a week now, as opposed to maybe not even once a week with all our other commitments. So it is good. It does bring a sense of community to us and the actual club itself.
What's the general attitude surrounding community soccer in the Hunter?
I think it's always mixed. It is still the most played sport here in the Hunter, over league, over union, over cricket, over AFL. And there is a lot of room for improvement in the, you know, the higher divisions as well as the lower divisions. But at the moment, I think they're very organised and I think it's all around a great community. And it is still growing.
Is it too late to get into it now?
Not at all. So there are two players in my team who actually are having their first season this year. And they're, you know, 21, 20 years old. I don't think it's ever too late to start, even if you're 20, 25, 45, 55. I don't think it's ever too late to start a sport, especially soccer.
Do you have any teams you particularly like playing against?
Being a Lambton Jaffa, we do always enjoy playing against the new Lambton Eagles. It's always a very competitive match, regardless of the level you play at. I think that's always a good watch.
When watching a game, you'll hear the players yell at each other.
It does get competitive. There is a bit of ego in there, but we all want to win for the same reason and play for the same reasons. So there's nothing too serious and nothing too personal. We do all love each other, I guess. So when we get off the field, it's all fun and games after that.
What gives you the motivation to get up and play?
Commitment to not just the club and not just the team in particular, but, you know, the friends who are also making the same commitment to you. In the off-season, I wait every day. I look at the clock and the date to see when the season will be coming back. But, you know, it's on the field, you do get that competitiveness. But I think being in the position I am around the people that I'm with, it makes it a lot more worthwhile during the season.
Thanks for chatting with me, Harry.
No, thank you. I'm just keen to now wrangle these adults around the park.